Okay, so I'm proud to let people know that for my first job at a steakhouse, I rose through the ranks of the organization at top speed. Sure, I started off as a dishwasher. All the while, I had my sights set on one thing, the highest position I could attain, line cook. And finally, one day, I got my big chance. Chris said he needed to go to Detroit to see his girlfriend and wondered if maybe I could take over. I'm ready, Chris. Don't worry about a thing. And you might think, the biggest thing about cooking steaks in a steakhouse is cooking steaks, right? Wrong. Now, the biggest thing about heading up the army of workers dedicated to delivering your steak dinner is deciding exactly how many steaks to pull out of the freezer. Because the steaks gotta thaw. And you can't get to the end of the night without enough steaks. But you can't pull too many, or the manager will have you behind in the sling for food waste. Early evening, you gotta make the call, and it's gonna determine the fate of the whole shift. It better be right. So we huddle. All right. Are there any big games going on? How about church meetings? I gotta get this right, people. Don't hold back on me. I need to know what's going on in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I need to know right now. And finally, I made my call, pulled my steaks from the freezer, and got to work. I was flying, wasn't gonna mess this up. Medium rare. He wants his extra, extra well done. Charcoal style, people, charcoal style. And we were getting to right around close, and all the steaks were going away. Perfect. 5 minutes before close, everything was cool. 1 minute before close, no more steak. Congrats, y'all, we did it. Then I saw one more family come through the line. Oh, it was the senior regional manager, the dude whose name was on my paychecks, the dude with the crazy temper, the dude who likes to make people cry. He gave his order, and I saw the despair in the line staff. We don't have any more steaks pulled. He just ordered 4 of them. Leadership time. I had to take control. Stay here. Look happy. I went back to the freezer. I pulled 4 steaks. They were each as hard as bricks. I told the dishwasher to go take a break. The instant he ran out of the door, I pushed the steaks inside the industrial dishwasher and waited for them to come out the other side. 90 seconds later, the first one popped out, sparkling clean, dripping wet, and thawed. The other 3 quickly followed. Where did you hide those? They were in my just-in-case drawer. I cooked them up, medium rare. Garnished them with sprigs of parsley. And we all watched as the server brought the dishes out. It was just a few minutes later when the server said the regional manager wanted to speak with me right away. Uh-oh. I wiped down my apron, adjusted my chef's hat, walked into the dining room till I was standing right in front of Mr. Screamer himself. Sir, you wanted to see me? Yeah. Did you cook this? Yes, sir, I did. But I just wanted to tell you, this was one fantastic steak. Well, I am very, very glad you enjoyed it. Just doing my job.